Welcome to SB Nation Radio here on 106.7 The Fan. Good to be with you again, Scott Jackson and Mike Prada from Bullets Forever and, of course, SB Nation DC. How you doing today, Mike?
I'm good. I'm smarting because I predicted the Redskins would win on Monday night. Now I feel
pretty
stupid. I was only, 59-28. That'd be 34 points off.
Well, that's...
Because I thought they'd win by three.
Yeah, you were only 34 points off, and, well, that happens sometimes. But, hey... There's always this week and another shot at being right. So don't worry about it. I don't think Vegas is losing any sleep over the prediction, and hopefully nobody actually took those predictions to Vegas. But it's been an interesting week. I mean, this Redskins game was really such a monster. So many reactions, obviously, about it. And, you know, on the website, I would imagine a lot of it centered around not just getting hammered, but the fact that, you know, Albert Haynesworth, who's always in the crosshairs of the media, and kind of the play where he laid on the ground was kind of typified the night it was for the Redskins.
Yeah, that thing first surfaced as a gif. I actually saw it in the SBNation.com room first. And I think most of the people that were in there are not Redskins fans, so they found it very funny. And then it got out, of course, on SB Nation DC and other sites. And I think a lot of Redskins fans naturally were pretty angry. You know, you look at the play, he's falling down. It's a play where Michael Vick throws a touchdown to, I believe, Jeremy Maclin. I think it made it 35-0, maybe 28-0. And it just kind of typified the whole night because it just didn't look like the Redskins were, A, prepared, and, B, that they really cared about winning this game. And that kind of play really typified the whole thing. And it's almost not Haynesworth's fault, but it's also kind of a little ridiculous that he didn't try in that play.
Well, the shocking part about it is the fact that they had 2 weeks to get ready, and that's what you got the other night. And again, if it would have been, you know, Kimoatu, if it would have been, you know, Vonnie Holiday on the ground, you know, pick somebody else, Golston, I don't think there's the reaction there is. And because it is Haynesworth, you know, and he kind of had a Mike Shanahan-esque moment or two with his explanations, the Charlie horse, friendly fire, and thought the play was over, dog ate his homework. I mean, he did kind of run the gamut of excuses. But, hey, the man at the top did the same thing the week before,
that's
so
true.
I guess he got it honestly.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, it's like if the coach does the same excuses. Well, I think – well, first of all, just to kind of make it clear, Haynesworth first said that he had Charlie horse, like you said.
Yeah.
He said that Vonnie Holiday kind of tripped him, which if you look at the replay, you might see that a little bit. It doesn't really explain why he didn't get up afterwards, but at least it explains why he fell down, I guess, maybe. And then he said he thought the hurry the whistle blew, which I think is kind of the most ridiculous explanation of them all, because I didn't hear a whistle blow and I was not involved in the play, you know. So I think that, again, it's just kind of he's a scapegoat here, you know. And I think the other thing is that it was already 28-0, and while you can never blame someone for kind of not trying, it's not nearly as bad as if that was like the first play of the game or something, or if that was a play that actually decided things. They scored on that play. Now, I'm not defending Haynesworth at all. I'm just saying, you know, for example, there was another play that surfaced on a different team, that the Wizards' Andre Blatch. There's this video that surfaced where he kind of just stood there as Rajon Rondo waltzed down the lane in the first quarter of the Wizards, I guess, 31-point blowout loss to Boston. And there was a debate that kind of went up, which play was worse. I mean, which is worse? And I don't know about you. I thought the Andre Blatch play was worse.
Nah, not even close. It happens every night in the NBA. Nah, it happens every night. First of all, you're talking about the Wizards, who don't play any defense and haven't played any defense for now three coaches removed. This is not shocking. This is Andre Blatch to a T. He teases you one night with great play. The next night, he doesn't even look like he wants to be out there. This is just his career in a microcosm. You know, that one play is just a microcosm of his career to me, you know, because one minute he's doing something great, the next minute he's doing something stupid. So that doesn't shock me. And again, it's the NBA. Guys take so many possessions off.
Yeah, but not like that. Did you see the play?
Yeah, I saw the play over
like that.
Nah.
Because
Mike, I sat courtside for 7 years in the NBA. I seen plenty of guys do the same damn thing Andre Blatch did.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. It's Andre Blatch.
Well, but we could say this is Albert Haynesworth.
Yeah, and that's exactly
so,
it. And you're two guys that, you know, don't put out the difference. Is Haynesworth makes a lot more money, I think, which hurts him, and the fact that it is the Redskins.
Yeah. Well, see,
you know what I mean?
Here's my argument for why the Blatch play is worse. One is that, you know, the play was so early in the game. And so with the Haynesworth thing, at least you could say the play didn't really matter. You know, and I guess you could say that the play doesn't really matter in the NBA, but that game was
a lot fewer snaps, though. A lot fewer snaps in the NFL. There's so many possessions in an NBA game.
Right, but the other thing is that not only did he play it poorly, but he I mean, he stood straight up, and it's there's one thing of like you can kind of like look like you're not trying, and then still sort of try. You know, you can be late to a play, you can make a dumb play, and then you can kind of try to make up for it. He just kind of stood there, and I've watched a lot. Trust me, I've watched a lot of what he's done. I've seen a lot of bad plays on him on defense for him this year. I've never seen him just kind of stand up and let a guy run down the lane.
Well, it's early in the year, so you keep watching. You'll
I don't
more.
Think we're gonna. Let me put it this way. I've watched, more basketball over the last 4 years than, most. Because of my other job with SBNation.com.
Right.
I've never seen something like that. I just haven't.
Really?
I've never seen someone stand up while someone walked down the lane in a play that directly involved them.
I've seen guys
like that.
Cover up before and take dunks. I mean, Chris Bosh totally did that the other.
Yeah,
the
but
week
that's
before.
Different though. He's already there. There's not much the guy can do other than foul him. This is a play where Andre Blatch. Rondo was at the 3-point line when Andre Blatch mm-hmm. stood up. It wasn't right at the rim. I've never seen something like that.
I didn't think it was that shocking, but I've seen over and over. I mean, and again, considering the source, I was not all that blown away by it at all. And compared to Haynesworth laying face down and then all the excuses after the fact, but either way, the Wizards got their tails handed to them. And again, it's the NBA where guys take off all the time. And the NFL, I mean, look, you're right. The game was over, if you want to say that. But again, this is a guy that has been he's been under a lot of scrutiny here and hasn't endeared himself by the things he said. Then this week, gives us his heartfelt feelings of Tennessee and all that stuff. And I mean, I'm sure there's a good faction of people that wouldn't be upset if he didn't take the flight back. I mean, because of kind of where he's been, in his career since he's been here, skipping the OTAs and all that stuff. And to me, all the talk about, hey, this is just, now let's blame Shanahan because of what he did to McNabb goes out the window. All that goodwill goes out the window when you see that kind of play from him on Monday Night Football and a complete butt kicking.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not defending Haynesworth's play at all. I'm just saying that the difference I see with what happened with Andre Blatch on Wednesday night and what happens a lot is that what happens a lot in the NBA is that you'll have two guys run a pick and roll and then you have the third guy kind of standing on the weak side that's supposed to kind of help out and then he just doesn't help out and the guy dunks it. Andre Blatch was directly involved in that play. He was the guy who was kind of, tasked to stop him before the weak side guy there. And sometimes when you're on the weak side and the guy runs down the lane, there's really nothing you can do anyway, so people just kind of give up. This is someone who was directly involved in the play, and he still gave up.
Well, you feel strongly about Blatch being worse. I don't. I think the Canes were worse. What were the fans on SB Nation saying?
Let me see what that poll was, but I think more people agree with you than with me.
Yeah, and you know what? Part of that's just the NFL, though, versus the NBA,
right.
I have a feeling. But, again, I don't know, man. I just feel like I see that a lot in the league, and maybe not because it was the team you're watching and the team you're breaking down. And a player, let's face it, too, that, got an extension, this summer. And I think, they're going to let him play through some mistakes and all those good things. But people certainly have him under the microscope. I told myself I would not get too crazy one way or the other with Andre Blatch until about halfway through the season because I figured he's starting off behind the eight ball a little bit with that, coming back from the surgery and everything. But it was a hideous play. Don't get me wrong. I'm not defending his play, but I'm just saying, look, I've seen it before from him. I've seen it from other guys. It's that, and power forwards on that team, let's face it, there's not been a good history of him playing defense in a long time.
Yeah,
so.
No, that's fair. I mean, that's fair. I mean, it's not like we're going to close a book on Andre Blatch. And you know me, I'm a guy who defends him usually. I think.
Yeah, you do. That's why I was surprised you were so ticked off.
No, I was very ticked off. I was very ticked off about that play.
You were, man.
And I mean, I just think that like there's a difference between I don't really mind, and I've written this on Bullets Forever before. I don't really mind his poor shot selection a lot. What I'm really concerned about is he pulling his weight on defense. And this usually he's been a lot better, but this year he's been really bad, and that ticks me off. I can live with kind of some bad shots sometimes, but I just really hasn't brought it on defense this year.
No, there has not been a good start there. All right, this is SB Nation Radio here on 106.7 The Fan, Scott Jackson, Mike Prada. All right, let's talk about one of the other big controversies I know hit on the site quite a bit. Lauron Landry, did he spit, did he not spit on Monday night? I mean, this is the second straight week we've had Spitgate in the NFL. First it was in the Ravens game against the Dolphins, and now we're dealing it with the Redskins. I mean, I know I've talked to a lot of former players, and we'll talk to one later on, Brian Mitchell, and he said this is about the worst thing you can do player on player in a game is spit on another guy.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
The worst thing you can do.
The worst thing you can do. You think of the eye gouging. Think of the, well, you know, grabbing
the. What Haynesworth did to that dude on the Cowboys.
Right. Twisting the testicles. Yes. And all those other great things that they go on in piles. But yeah, many players feel this is the worst, most degrading, most disgusting thing you can do. And, you know, LeRon Landry, for his part, is completely denying it. The Eagles obviously asked the league to look at it. I mean, there's no real I haven't seen any video evidence of it one way or the other. I guess the coach's tape probably could, you know, show what happened there. But yeah. It's certainly not a good accusation to be a part of. But at the same time, you know, at this point, I guess you got to kind of take his word for it. He says he didn't do it.
There was a picture that surfaced, though, that one of the things he said was that I wasn't even involved in that gap with the center, so I couldn't have been there. But there was a picture that surfaced that saw him kind of talking with, I forget what the center's name is, Mike something.
Yeah.
There was a picture that showed them talking together. And, you know, I'm not going to say I kind of don't believe LeRon Landry here. I'm not sure if he spit. I definitely think that he taunted DeSean Jackson about his concussion before the game.
Sure.
I think that he did. And, you know, it's not like to say that, like, he's a bad player, but this kind of stuff, I think he is kind of a bit of a, you know, a hothead a little bit. You know,
well,
you see what his celebrations are.
Yeah, he definitely fly. He plays very emotional. They don't call him Dirty 30 for nothing.
Right.
Mike McGlynn's a guy we're thinking of here, the center. But
yeah.
Going back to what interesting thing this week on the station, Clinton Portis was asked about it, and he said, I'm not sure if he did or didn't, or is that kind of guy or not. Basically, didn't really want to answer, you know, didn't want to say one way or the other, which I found interesting.
I think he did it.
Yeah,
I really
it's interesting.
Do. I
it's
really
interesting.
Do. You know, and that's not going to. People do like really bad stuff like that. Sean Taylor did that, and we all ended up loving him. You know, I'm not going to judge a guy based on one action, but I think he did it.
Yeah, it's definitely not the best thing to be known for, especially when you're getting blown out like that. I mean, it makes you look petty if that's the case, what you're doing, and a bad sport, and all those things you don't like. But unfortunately, and I'm sorry to Mike McGlynn, but you know, as a Redskin fans, we're not worried about whether or not the players spit on the Eagles. We're worried about their play against the Eagles, which was just god-awful, obviously, and that play that started the game really typified it.
I'm more concerned that Landry blew the coverage on DeSean Jackson than whether he spit in some Eagles center's face.
And again, do we not know, could there have been a second spitter?
Ah,
could he have been one of these guys that, you know, just says, hey, say,
maybe
you
it was
know, say it, don't spray it, you know what I mean? Maybe he's one of those guys, too.
Maybe it was Reed Dowdy.
You just never know. So anyway, Spitgate, I guess we'll never really know the true version of this story for a while, man, until the NFL and Roger Goodell comes in and tells us what's true, because he's always on these things. All right, coming up, we're going to get with Brian Murphy from Hail Magazine. Humber McFanboy is going to join us. We're going to talk about the other big story the night of the game, which kind of got knocked to the side a little bit, which was Donovan McNabb's contract getting done. We'll talk about it next. SB Nation Radio, Scott Jackson, Mike Prater here on 106.7 The Fan.